'Cause I'm
Find
just
out
curious.
more
Yeah, I am. My name is Anna and I'm 17 years old. And I'm gonna be talking to my brother, Guille. Okay. I'm gonna start off with an easy question because some of them are like all of them are just like really deep.
about.
So
Okay,
I'm
all
gonna
right, I don't mind. Do I sit over here?
Yeah, or
Is
whatever.
that
Okay.
a very soft bat?
Do you, yeah, it is. Do you miss Miami?
Do I miss Miami? I'd say I miss things about Miami. I miss parts, but not everything about it. I like having my freedom in college. So, some background for the listener. I'm living in Nashville now, going to Vanderbilt University. I've been there for the past 2 years, so I haven't been to Miami, for too long since I was a senior in high school, so 2 years ago, 2019. I would say I miss my friends, the high school group of guys from Belen. I do miss them a lot occasionally when I'm in school. I do miss my family when I'm studying and doing a lot of work and feel like I need a break from things. I do miss that aspect of it. The city itself, I do miss the culture. I feel like being in Nashville, you're exposed to a good palette of different types of people from around the US, from like LA, from New York, from different parts of the world. But at the same time, Miami is pretty unique in the way it's a pretty Hispanic culture and Latino culture. I think that's pretty evident with everything about the city. Every sign's in Spanish or has a Spanish translation. The people, everyone speaks or understands Spanish at least, and I feel it's just a very different place to be. And I do miss that about it. I do like connecting with my roots and connecting with that aspect of the city. So yeah, I do miss Miami, but I do also enjoy Nashville. I enjoy being free and having my own time, my own apartment, my own room, my own dorm, whatever it is, and being able to do my own things and have my own friends and not have any restraints in terms of having to go home at a certain time and having my own freedom on my own schedule. That's definitely let me grow a lot in the past couple of years and allowed me to become a better person. So yeah, that's my
Okay.
answer, I think.
It's pretty good. So do you like Nashville more? Would you say you like Nashville more?
I don't think I like Nashville more. I'd say overall, the question is pretty broad because Nashville is not really what I experience. I experience the city only in certain parts. I experience the bars at night, but besides that, I don't really experience the overall culture because I'm on a campus in the school. And if you were to ask me if I prefer Vanderbilt to Miami, then it's a difficult question because there's no, I think, no right answer. There's no clear answer. I'd say, like I said, there's definitely parts that I prefer about Miami, about Vanderbilt, and parts I prefer about Miami. But overall, I don't know. Hard question to answer. I often think about it. I'd say I revolve my experiences around three things: probably my friends, my level of stress overall, and then things I do for fun, like besides my friends. And I think overall in college, it's been pretty easy. In college, it's been pretty easy to find good things in all three of those. I think my friends in school right now are very similar to the Belen guys in the way they do things and the way they act and speak, and I feel like I've found a good comparison between both. I think there's no right clear-cut answer in which I could say one is better than the other, which I think is a good thing because a lot of my friends from high school have struggled to find that same culture elsewhere, and I've been lucky enough to find it in Vanderbilt. And then for the stress thing, I'd say I was definitely more stressed in high school than I am now. I think now I kind of understand that with my degree, I'll be able to do things regardless of where I land after college. So that stress is definitely important, but it's kind of a healthy stress. I think I'll find a good job whatever I do, and it's not like I have to get to a good school and I have to do this thing. Back then, it was a lot more organized. Now it's a lot more, laissez-faire. And then the last question, I said things to do for fun. So I'd say at Vanderbilt, obviously I love Belen, I love Miami, and being able to go out and party and stuff. But at Vanderbilt, I have found a good culture with the Greek community and the Greek life, and I feel like I've grown as a person socially. I'm a lot more outgoing now. Even though I was pretty outgoing in high school, I think
Yeah,
now I'm a lot
I
more free-spirited in
remember.
that sense in a good way. I think it's allowed me to meet cool people and be someone that people like to hang out with, which I think is something that I enjoy doing and it's been cool to be out there, so yeah.
Okay. What do you think your future holds?
That's a funny question. That's all I think about. So I don't know. Right now I'm stuck between applying mostly for consulting firms. So consulting is basically an industry in which you help companies improve. So you work for a consulting company, a firm, and then companies hire you and your team to go in there and fix problems. Mm-hmm. So they have an issue with increasing revenue or increasing decreasing costs or trying to find ways to add value to the company. You go in there and you make recommendations and you fix the issues. And I want to join that kind of company when mm-hmm. I graduate. I think it'll be cool to get that experience because then I'll be able to understand how different businesses work and see how they all do their own thing. And then after a couple of years in that industry, I'll be able to do my own things with mm-hmm. that experience. It kind of will give me that good base and that good ground level out of college. So I'd say my future in that regard, if I do go down that path, would be consulting for a couple of years at a good firm, hopefully. I'm interviewing mm-hmm. soon for a good firm, and hopefully they give me an offer, and if that works out, then I'll be working for them, and then that'll probably be in Denver if I get that
okay.
again. And then after that, down the line, my ultimate goal is to work in the sports or the film industry on the business mm-hmm. side. So I want to apply my skills and expertise I learn and gain from consulting and apply to those industries at whatever level. So
okay.
so yeah.
Okay. Do you see yourself getting married?
Yeah, definitely I do. Yeah, I'm not sure when or with mm-hmm. who, but I definitely plan on doing that at some point. I think it's natural.
Okay.
I'm not sure when.
Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets about what? My life in general?
Just anything.
I don't know. Regrets, let me think. I'd say regrets that I've had in the past 5-6 years maybe would be my experience with soccer in high school. I think so growing up I was a pretty good soccer player, and then when I got to high school I let myself get taken away with my coach's negative feedback.
Yeah.
I would take it negatively and not use it to grow and use it to kind of stagnate and remain the level I was 8th grade when I was in 10th grade. Didn't really improve too much, so
mm-hmm.
I regret not using his feedback, or not feedback, his criticism as fuel
mm-hmm.
to get better at that and have a good experience as a high school soccer player. And that's like a very small regret. And then I would say I regret as a middle schooler and high schooler not being that close to my family sometimes. I would say occasionally I wasn't like that outgoing at home. I think that was something that I always found difficult, to balance my social life with my home life. I didn't find ways to incorporate both of them. I was always pretty secretive for no reason, honestly. I didn't like sharing my thoughts with my family and all my experiences. So I think that would have been cool to have had more of an immersive experience with both. But besides that, nothing too hectic.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Happiest memories? I don't know. Let me think. I have several, but like there's no happiest.
Okay, well, one of many? Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I would say one of my happiest memories is probably... Let me think. I'm trying to think of like a good example. Because I have several, obviously. I don't have none. That's not
just
a lack
say
of...
one of those.
So I'd say one of the most valuable memories that I've had so far is... we had a trip to Bimini after high school with all my friends, and it was a cool culmination of 7 years hanging out with them and doing things with them and like being going to the Bahamas with them, with not only them but the whole entire school and other schools. Was definitely a cool experience, and just being there sharing with them and being able to kind of culminate all of my high school experiences into one weekend with
mm-hmm.
everyone that I've ever met in high school was there. It was a lot of fun and definitely memorable. And then I'd say the weekend after that, I went to London to watch the Champions League final at a bar for Liverpool against Tottenham. And I'm a big Liverpool fan, so for me, watching it there was pretty cool because they won it. And then the next day, the team came back and I saw them with a team parade. And yeah, I feel that was those two memories, back-to-back weekends too, which was cool. Definitely a good time in my life.
It's good. Do you think that your Miami friends, this is like two questions. Do you think your Miami friends were good friends? Have you ever felt like an outsider with them?
No, definitely not. Well, they're good friends,
yeah.
Definitely not an outsider. So yeah, they're definitely good friends. I feel they're all good guys. They have a group of like 8 guys, more or less, that I'm very close to, and a couple more that I'm less close to, but still very, always keep in touch with them. So I'd say overall, they're all very good people.
Mm-hmm.
Very different interests. I think now, especially with growing up, it's hard to keep in check because not everyone's the same. People are doing different things, especially different schools, different cultures. But at the same time, I feel we're all still who we were 4 years ago, deep down. So hanging out with them is always the same. It hasn't really changed. And yeah, they're all great people. And outsider, never. I feel like I've always been very similar to them, not only culturally, but also like socially and the way we think and the way we do things. So I don't think it's ever been an issue for me. And I feel like I've always been kind of not only a member of the group, but also kind of a leader of the group. And I've always been one that kind of put things together. I think the chat, I think I'm probably closest to everybody in the chat. Like, I think half people in the chat, they aren't that close to, and I'm close to most people. So I think Henry and I, a different friend of mine, are like the ones that are like kind of the glue of the chat in terms of people we are close to. So yeah, never felt like an outsider.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Difficult memories? I'm trying to think. Well, difficult memories, definitely leaving Miami, I think, for college. It's definitely hard. I mean, definitely very excited to leave this behind and go somewhere else and experience a new environment, new culture, but to actually do it was definitely difficult. I mean, saying bye to all my friends after 7 years of hanging out with them and doing that with them was tough. And then that was definitely a rough time. Like, getting on the plane and going to school, obviously it didn't last too long when I got to school. Yeah. I loved it from day one, so I forgot about all those struggles and everyone was doing their own thing. Like, the good thing was that going back to Miami wasn't the same anymore. Like, and it's kind of a good thing because going back wouldn't have been going back to all of them. Everyone was in their own place, so there was no, like, what I was missing wasn't still there. Mm-hmm. It was gone. So it's just like I had to move forward, and it was a good thing in the end. I'm pretty happy with the way it turned out. So.
Okay, this is kind of going back to like the soccer thing, but has playing soccer in high school affected who you are now?
Yeah, 100%. I think a lot of things about me come from that. I think I've learned several things with soccer. One is the team thing. I think it's pretty important, but being with people so frequently, so constantly, people that you're friends with is definitely important. And I think that allowed me to be more social, and a lot of my friends are through soccer, so
yeah,
I definitely value that in many ways. And then I'd say the struggles kind of have made me a better person. I think I'm able to deal with failure and defeat now a lot better than I used to. Like, back then it was like failure, I would cry, I would be depressed or whatever, not depressed, but very sad as like a freshman or sophomore in high school. But now I feel like if I don't make something or I don't get something, like, I just know I keep going and keep fighting. And it's kind of taught me to change the way I view failure and the way I view mistakes, and try to like learn from those and actually see them as a good thing, because the beauty is in the struggle ultimately. And I think like trying to find ways to deal with that in a good way is definitely a valuable lesson that I learned from soccer, because over time I kind of began to notice that I wasn't looking at it the right way, and I try to fix that ever since. So yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone who's had a big influence on your life, and what are some lessons that they've taught you?
Yeah, someone who's had a big influence on my life. I would say my dad, for sure. I think he's someone that, as you know, is very passionate about everything he does.
Yeah.
I think he tries to find not only the good in everything, but also the reason. He tries to find reason in everything he does, so whether it be his work or his helping us out with things, or his whatever it is, you know, anything he's dealing with, I think he tries to find reason behind it and tries to put his heart into it. And I think that's a very valuable lesson that got him very far in life. Like, he came from somewhere very humble in Venezuela, and him coming here is testament of his drive and his his love for what he does. So I think that's definitely very important. I think it's a good lesson from him. I kind of see him as an inspiration in that way, that he came from somewhere very humble and he's built a good life for himself here. And I kind of want to continue his legacy in that regard, because it's definitely important. Yeah, so yeah. So yeah.
Can you tell me someone you think you're always going to remember?
Many people for that answer, I think. That's a lot of answers I can give. Someone in particular, I mean, the obvious answers are like my mom and dad, but I don't know. Let me see. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty obvious answer. My mom, I think, I mean, definitely she's a very sweet person. I feel she's very kind. That's a very good value to get from her. I think that's something that I always remember about her. Like, I think when she's gone, it'll be like, oh, she was someone that was very sweet and very, you know, passionate. Not passionate, I'd say, like, very kind. And never saw the bad in people or things, which is, like, a crazy thing to do. And, like, it obviously be a problem sometimes, but I think most of the time it's definitely a good thing. So, it's yeah, that's my answer for that.
How would you like to be remembered?
I don't know. I would like to be remembered as someone who was passionate. Someone who gave it their all, everything they did. I would say, yeah, someone who's passionate about everything they're into, whether it be their job or their family. I would like to remember someone who lived a good life, in the sense that they manage to combine what they love, what they do, and, like, I don't know, I feel like I want to be someone who manages to find value in day-to-day life, not doing meaningless work, and that's important. And then on the family and personal level, someone who's kind, and you know, someone people could, like, would miss, I genuinely miss, and think they're always a good person, someone that, you know, always put a smile on people's faces, that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
I think would definitely be important. Yeah, I think that's it. Maybe passionate, loving, obviously. I think this is a good value, a good thing. Someone who gave back, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Can you remember a time in your life where you felt most alone?
Most alone. Yeah, so I'd say last November, December, I don't know, I had a rough semester with COVID happening and it being a pandemic. I was, like, always at home doing, like, nothing in school, and there was no parties, no social life, and, like, I really value that. So not having that was difficult, and then I had some, like, weird troubles with this one girl at school, so, like, that ending was kind of annoying. And then I didn't get a job offer for this company I wanted to work for back then, and, like, it all piled up on me very quickly. And then getting back home for Thanksgiving, I felt like I didn't have anything to look forward to, because I wasn't sure what next year was going to look like with COVID and with the school. And I was just like, am I going to go back to the same thing again? Am I going to go back to the same life and, like, be at school doing work and doing nothing? And, like, that was a scary thought. And then, like, career-wise, I was trying to think about where I wanted to end up and what I wanted to do, because in my school, a lot of pressure to pick your job now and then kind of go with that career, like, as your base, like, you kind of pick and choose the rest of your life from your 20, which is difficult. And I was starting to think about that, and that was pretty tough. So I remember getting home and this feeling like in a void, and then I managed to get out of it, I think, over time. I think second semester was a lot more fun, so being able to go out and stuff definitely fixed that.
Yeah.
So
has your life been different than what you had imagined? Or did you see it, like, did you kind of have an idea?
No, I think up to now it's been pretty,
like, accurate.
Pretty accurate. I think I've succeeded at most of my goals. I think I've achieved most of my goals overall, which is something I'm proud to say. I think in high school I wanted to go to, because, like, if you look back at my whole life, I think I always wanted to be, I always set goals for myself, and whether it was school or through community service or through social life, I think I always achieved whatever I wanted to do, whether it be, like, in high school, get into a good college, or or I don't know, meet certain people, or not meet certain people, but like hang out with certain people that I thought were interesting in college, or try to get to know people like that, that I achieved socially, whether, and then even now, I think now I'm at the point in this question, 4 years will be different, because I don't know what the next step is right now. It's kind of like up in the air, like I said, with the consulting thing, I'm not sure. I'm also thinking about maybe doing film as a career, going into that industry on the creative side. So like, I really have no idea what the future will hold, but I think up to now it's been pretty accurate, because it's all been pretty, pretty easy to set goals and achieve them, at least on my end. So yeah.
When was the last time you cried, and why?
I don't know. Let me think. I don't know. I cried a couple of months ago when Papi was in the hospital. Aww. One of those nights, I think I freaked out because I heard Mommy like crying on the phone, and that kind of scared me, and then I started crying. But yeah, I mean, that was just a tough situation, and he's fine now, thankfully. I think he'll be good, but
yeah.
But that was rough. Yeah.
Is there anything you haven't told me but you'd like to tell me now?
No. I think. It's the last question?
I have one more.
I don't know how much you know about me, how much you don't know about me, so
alright.
Let me think. I feel like you might think I'm like a perfect person in some ways, like with like.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Last question is, what is your favorite memory of me?
I think. I think all the trips we've had, like in the family, I think those have been pretty awesome. And like, just always hanging out with you, Dad, and getting closer to you in those trips are always, it was always a great time. And like, particular memory, I don't know if I have one, like, per se, maybe, like, I don't know. Like, I don't have a particular memory, per se, but like, overall, like, all those trips were awesome, so I would say those. And then, and yeah. And go back to your question before, I think like you think I'm a perfect person, but like I'm far from that, and like it's not like the way it seems, like, oh, it's K1 to be in, but like I have had struggles, and like every not everyone's perfect, and like you get through it, like it's like whatever struggles you have, like don't use me as like the example that way, use me as an example of people that have managed to get over things. Like this interview, I haven't said everything, but like, I mean, I have had other struggles and stuff, and like getting through those and being able to prevail. And I think like you should look at it that way, not like, oh, this kid is the example of something that I can't be. Like, I think you should look at it like, oh, like, I don't know. And I would say, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's good.